live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Tuesday here on the program, that means we've got Raw to talk about from last night. We have a new WWE Women's Champion, again, for the third time this year. Sasha Banks has beaten Charlotte to win the women's title on Raw. The storyline is, every time they wrestle on Raw, Sasha wins, and every time they wrestle on pay-per-view, Charlotte wins. And I believe they are, in fact, going to wrestle again at Roadblock End of the Line, which is coming up in 2 weeks. And I think after Sunday, well, obviously it'll be after Sunday because there's not another Raw until next Monday, but I think that you'll find out what the match is going to be, and I presume it's going to be a pretty big-time stipulation match and maybe a first ever. So that's coming up for the women. What did you think of Raw? What did you think of the championship change? The fact that, once again, everybody lost in their hometown. I think, obviously, the question going into the Royal Rumble is, who's from Orlando? Because you ain't winning at the Royal Rumble. We can talk about Raw here today. SmackDown is tonight, as well as the debut of 205 Live. And all of the cruiserweights that are under contract with the WWE are going to be at the show tonight. We'll see who wrestles. It's only a 45-minute show, according to WWE.com. And so the main event, obviously, Brian Kendrick defending the title against Rich Swann. And we'll see what else they can fit into 45 minutes. We'll talk about that today and so much more back after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply, promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to join the show today, you can give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We got Raw to talk about from last night. We've got the Cruiserweight Classic. We got some UFC news and a lot more. In fact, we don't have news really today, but tomorrow there is alleged to be what is described as an industry redefining mixed martial arts announcement. There is a press conference tomorrow. George St. Pierre, Tim Kennedy, Cain Velasquez, TJ Dillashaw, Donald Cerrone, and Bjorn Rebney, the former CEO, chairman, and founder of Bellator, are all going to be involved. Everybody thinks this has something to do with a union, although there are plenty of fighters who have absolutely no idea what's going on. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow. No use speculating too much right now, because we'll know everything tomorrow. Raw last night. New women's champion, again. I thought they were done with this feud. I was totally wrong. They've switched gears yet again. It is now Charlotte and Sasha continuing on to the Roadblock End of the Line pay-per-view. I don't know what's going on with Bayley. Don't know what's going on with Nia Jax. Don't know what's going on with anybody. But that is the direction. I think there's going to be a pretty major stipulation match coming up at Roadblock with these two women for the title. Charlotte, of course, never loses on pay-per-view, so presumably she'll be regaining the title there. I don't know. I was not blown away by it. The match was good. Don't get me wrong. It was a good match. I will be that guy. I didn't think it was a great match. I thought it was a good match with a really creative finish. But there was a moonsault off the stage since they didn't get to do it at Hell in a Cell off the cage. And then they just kept going because they just had to get that spot in there. I mean, they worked hard. I don't want to be that much of that guy. But this was not match of the year or anything like that. And when you coronate somebody for the third straight time in a single year, it kind of loses its luster. But that's just my opinion.
It does. And they got to use a little plunder last night, so that was good. Added a little twist to the match. And I thought them, without constraints like they had in Hell in the Cell, makes everything a lot better again. Certainly, they've had actually better matches in the past. And you know, really, what's the harm of something being a good match? Was it Nakamura and Styles? No, that Nakamura and Styles was a great match. So this can be a good match, and that's okay because it furthered along a storyline. And it wouldn't be what I would do because I like the idea of the long Bayley chase with Charlotte, although what I said yesterday still stands with Sasha. And what you were saying yesterday about the possibility of her going heel, well, it works again there too. You can have Sasha and Charlotte for a little while, and if you wanted to turn Sasha heel and have Bayley do the chase to lead up to Bayley and Sasha Banks at WrestleMania, great. It's not like, you know, Charlotte won't have a notable match on there with a Becky Lynch, maybe inner promotion or something. You know, it's not like she won't have a place. So I'm fine with that too, whatever they go ahead and do. I just kind of hope that they're done flipping the belts around, because It worked this time,
Mike,
because there's
they're yeah. not. They're going to switch the belt again in 2 weeks.
So they're
if they, they are.
Why?
Because
does Charlotte have to have the belt? Why does she have to have a rematch on pay-per-view? Did they already announce that?
No, but they're going to do it because
then they can do it on Raw and she can lose and you have that excuse and you can continue on with the pay-per-view streak with Bayley and Charlotte for right now.
Listen, we'll see what happens. But I will bet you here on the air $5 that they're rematching again at Roadblock and Charlotte will win the title back.
Why?
Because
they have a direction. That, other than it's WWE.
That's why. Well, we're not talking about New Japan. We're not talking about Ring of Honor. We're talking about WWE. They obviously had a direction. Hell in a Cell originally was a blow-off match. And they were going to go with Charlotte and Bayley.
Yes.
And then, I don't know what happened, but they decided, well, you know what? We had Sasha lose in her hometown, and so let's have Charlotte lose in her hometown.
Genius.
And then we have another match for Roadblock, and Charlotte can win it back. And then, listen, here's the thing with this feud.
See, it's stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
Here's the thing with this feud, okay? You want me to try and explain this to you?
Sure.
All right, here's my theory. I'm not reporting this as a factual statement. Here's my theory. So, every time somebody beats somebody for a title, the other person is owed a rematch, correct?
That's how the gimmick usually works.
So that's why this feud has gone on for like a million years. So they do a Hell in a Cell match, which in the old days would be a blow-off, but nowadays it's just a show in October. And so when it's over, Charlotte beats Sasha, and so Sasha is owed a rematch. And so what you can do if you don't want to just keep giving rematches over and over again, and you're afraid to have the other person lose two in a row, especially if it's a babyface, what you do is you do a match and somebody wins, but the other person loses because somebody else cost them the match. And so the loser, instead of demanding their rematch, they're so mad that Nia Jax, for example, cost them the match, that now they shift off into a feud with somebody else. So you can't do that in Hell in a Cell because there's a giant cage around them. But if you do a stipulation match at Roadblock, a ladder match maybe, and somebody, a Nia Jax or whoever, runs in and they tip over the ladder, God forbid, and Sasha goes flying, God forbid, and God help us, she isn't killed. Then when Charlotte wins, Sasha, instead of demanding yet another rematch, can say, I'm so angry at Nia Jax, I want you. And Charlotte, I'll deal with you later. Then you can split her off into another feud, which, God forbid, they've got to do at this point.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Look, I know how the game works. I just, as this unfolds, why they have to bounce the title back and forth so much is just, it's insane to me. When they could just, right now, have Charlotte lose on Raw, again, doesn't hurt her streak or anything like that. And then the next week after that, they just lead into something else and whatever their plan is going to be for the Royal Rumble. I'm fine with them moving on. I'm ready for them to move on now.
It seems
don't draw this out anymore.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're going to be in for a rough 2 weeks, dude.
I know. It's WWE.
Got some text messages about this here. Maybe I'm not the guy. This person says, please let Roadblock, end of the line.
End of the line.
Be the end of the line for this feud. And he says, after this, we need a long-term women's champion or else we'll end up with a 16-time women's world champion Charlotte Flair before her 35th birthday. Hey, you may get that anyway. I mean, that has to be where they're going. It has to be. This person says, why do you think Charlotte's pay-per-view streak means anything? She has lost the title 3 times. I don't see it being a big deal when she loses on pay-per-view, when she loses on Raw. That's Steve in BC. Listen,
it's a thing.
I'm just telling you what they think is a thing. They mention it on television. They've built it up into something. And to them, it is something. And to them, as long as she keeps her streak alive, here's a great way to look at it. They're building up the New Day as the longest reigning tag team champions of all time. They're like 2 weeks away from breaking the record, 3 weeks. So what has WWE done? Well, in their minds, because they are very likely to break the record, I suppose they could be beaten first, but I think they're going to break the record. There was a streak about a month ago where they lost four straight times on Raw. Now, to your average human being, what in the world does this record mean if the tag team champions just lost four straight times on Raw and they're still the tag team champions? That kind of kills the whole thing. But in their minds, well, you know what? They're going to break the record, and so they can be beaten repeatedly on Raw over and over again for four straight weeks. It's just what they do. So in their minds, because Charlotte has a streak, and they're going to build up the streak probably until WrestleMania, where I presume Bayley is going to beat her, to them it doesn't matter if she loses on Raw. The streak is intact. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party that.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Call us toll free today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Fella here in the text message bin says, Charlotte loses as expected. The Grand Wizard's Miguel Feliciano rule still in effect. In WWE, individuals must always lose in their hometown. A lesson Vince McMahon learned before I was born, and he still sticks to it. By the way, Mike, how in the world could you think that they're going to end the Charlotte versus Sasha program when the show ended with Ric Flair coming out, shunning his daughter, and celebrating with Sasha. I mean, there's no way that just goes away. It's got to continue in some form.
It could, but also what I've learned from WWE is to they will drop things, and him coming out at the end to give Sasha the one up, and then Charlotte can cry about that next week. You know, Ric Flair doesn't have to be there. You know, they can just have that. They wanted the visual of it, and they can run that over and over again. And if they wanted to keep Sasha a babyface and keep it going, she can always rub that in Charlotte's face later on. So,
well, maybe Ric Flair can tip over that ladder.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, it's...
Listen, I trust him tipping the ladder over more than Nia Jax.
Well, yeah, that's true. Braun Strowman in a Money in the Bank match now just popped into my head.
Let's go to the phones here. You're on the air. What's going on? Hello, caller. What's up? You've been on the air for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to know because if I'm being nitpicky when I think about this Sasha and Charlotte thing.
There's no such thing as nitpicky here on this show.
Okay, so I wanted to know if you thought backstage before they went out there, if Vince says to himself, all right, guys, before the main event, we'll have Sasha dedicate the match to Rick, and then after the finish, we'll have Rick come out and give Sasha the rub. But hopefully nobody will remember that Rick has held Sasha out of the ring while Becky tapped out at WrestleMania.
I would bet you, I probably shouldn't go into the thousands here, I'd bet you probably $100 that Vince McMahon absolutely in 1,000 years did not remember that happened at WrestleMania.
Okay.
There's no way that he remembered that. There's no way. It's impossible.
Well, this is where also continuity is not their friend, and it should be because of things like that they can bring up later on and use in packages and things like that. They do that way too often, and one of the reasons why is because they drop things and they just walk away from them and they do them short notice.
Literally, I'll bet you anything, the only reason that Vince remembered that Sasha lost at Hell in a Cell was because it was in her hometown.
Okay, so I have one more like that.
Yes.
Now, Heyman comes out and says that Brock got his ribs broken by the first spear. And I believe one of you guys said something along the lines of that's how the storyline should go. And I thought it was really good, Heyman's promo and the direction they're going. But then I thought about how, you know, Brock broke his ribs at the triple threat match at the 2011 Royal Rumble where they put a stretcher out for the guy and then he comes back and kills Seth.
Yes.
He made him like an animal.
You're the only one that remembered that.
Okay,
I guarantee Vince McMahon did not. And hey, you know what?
Okay.
Maybe the man's got fragile ribs after all of this training and the numerous broken ribs. It's a chronic injury.
And that's how they should do that. And they should remember things like the rib injury from 2011, scribble that down somewhere in case they needed that for later, like times like this. But obviously they don't, and they've never been good at doing
that. Dude, WWE should hire that caller right there to go in there and be their continuity editor.
This is what I'm talking about with the network. See, it's because I guarantee you wouldn't have to pay that gentleman the amount of money you'd have to pay the Dudleys to do some animated thing. That dude would come in there, wreck shop, and probably have a pretty good half-hour show taking us back in the archive.
Listen, I got an email. Let me find it here. This is from somebody in WWE. It's regarding the discussion we had yesterday.
Uh-oh.
For those asking, WWE Storytime is a very expensive show. Animation is not cheap. From what I understand, the stories are legit, but the characters involved may or may not have been in the actual story. So in other words, Bubba Ray Dudley may tell some wild story, but it was actually about Ric Flair and not him. It says, Ride Along is also expensive. Even though it's just dudes in a car, you're basically renting two SUVs. There's an SUV for talent, there's an SUV for crew. There are three small cameras inside the talent SUV, as well as other post-production stuff. And then notes that a lot of the talent hate the show because they have to be PG in their car rides. That ruins one good car ride right there.
Especially if you're Jack Swagger. But
That's my whole point. These shows aren't cheap.
I hope. After hearing that, though, about it could be other people's stories, now I want to hear, like, John Bradshaw Layfield vicariously live through Brick House Brown. I would love to hear him
listen,
do some of those stories.
Let me give WWE a really, really cheap programming idea that costs nothing.
What you got?
Backstage at Raw, you set up a big backdrop, and you do a game show. And the game show is you have a wrestler, and he tells a crazy story, and then up on the screen or up on a little board or whatever, there's three options. Who is this story about? Ric Flair, Vader, or Goldust? And whoever's the contestant has to try to correctly guess who the story is about. I mean, come on. Why can't we have a game show on the network? It costs nothing. It's not animated. Which begs the question, if animation is so damn expensive, why is the show animated? Why can't you just have the wrestlers tell the stories? Why does it have to be animated?
Trying to do something different.
I mean, it's not even like you're animating it because you want a show for kids. Because Camp WWE was not for kids.
Maybe they're heavily influenced by Adult Swim on Cartoon Network. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is, and that's kind of the vibe that they're going for. Look, to try something new, I don't think they should be faulted for that. But if it didn't work with Camp WWE, I don't know why you'd want to continue on with it and spend that much money. But we'll have to see where they go from here. If they continue making the wrong decision that way, then obviously they, it's like WWE Films. Fine, I guess they want to make it some huge loss leader for God knows what reason. But I kind of like your idea, although I think you should go continuing on in the direction of making it very, like, Weird Al Yankovic UHF style. And you can have, like, ribbing on the four square or something like that, where it's like, a game between them or all these other sorts of wacky game shows that you could have as well.
This person says, isn't road block by definition not the end of the line? Well, it's a temporary end of the line. So it should be called road closed, the end of the line. Because then it is the end of the line. The road's closed. Or, you know what? Just call it end of the line.
No, because that's a stupid name. Isn't road
block enough? Road block isn't a stupid name.
Well, look, at least you can make the excuse that you need to have a trademark on these things. But, like,
hey, listen,
I can't wait till the new pay-per-view come up in December. Hey, you guys going to watch End of the Line?
No,
come on,
listen,
stupid.
Listen. No, you know why it's not stupid? I'll tell you why. Because they're names.
Oh, shit.
No, I got
thanks,
more,
boss.
Mike. I got more. I'm building up to it.
Go ahead.
All right. So there's the Royal Rumble, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's WrestleMania, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Well,
and
yes.
There's one pay-per-view in between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a road to WrestleMania. And so if you're going to do a show called Road Block, it should be in February. It's a roadblock. Or they could call it WWE Speed Bump. Instead, they call it Fast Lane. But the point is, roadblock would at least make sense on the road to WrestleMania. Roadblock in December doesn't make any sense. However, December, according to my Gregorian calendar, whatever it's called, it's the last month of the year, right?
Yeah.
So it could be end of the line. It's the end of the year.
What happened to season's beatings?
I don't know.
What happened to Starcade? Actually,
well,
you know what? Don't bring back Starcade.
Dude, Mike, I just watched Starcade 86. I guarantee WWE Starcade would be better. That show was a disaster.
Wait a second.
No,
Night
Mike.
The Skywalkers?
It was.
Is Atlanta Lively?
When in the world was the last time you watched that show?
86? It's
there
been
was
a while.
A screw job in every single match.
Yeah,
there was juice in every single match. There was a ref bump in every single match. It was total overkill.
Yeah. Look, hey, I will agree with you on that. The booking and Dusty Rhodes, that's why he got the reputation that he did because of those shows. And, you talked about, trading things back and forth and what happens when you're champion. Doesn't win and how it damages, that's a lesson that people in WWE were trying to tell, or not trying to tell, but laughing at the NWA about back then, because Ric Flair, as great as he was, the whole thing with him is he'd get by the skin of his teeth. He wouldn't win. He'd lose by DQ or count out or however it would happen. And meanwhile, you have Hulk Hogan, who's just wrecking shop on everybody, winning in these squashes, and people look turn their nose up at that. Like, who wants to watch that? And they obviously wanted to watch that, and it still worked the same for Goldberg however many years later.
Listen, the largest issue with WWE remains the length of Raw. The pay-per-views are usually good, SmackDown's good, NXT, it's kind of boring, but it's not a bad show, and the takeovers are always great. 205 Live, I'm sure, is going to be good. So, the idea that you don't want to bastardize the name of Starrcade, I mean, trust me, I saw all of the Starrcades from 1997 on in WCW. Believe me, if they brought back the name Starrcade, Starrcade, the WWE 2016 version, would be way better than at least half of the Starrcades we've
seen. Stop it.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi. If you want to give us a call, toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566 to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
I haven't heard anybody talk about it. I come in a little late today to the show. What about Tessa Blanchard in the barroom sketch?
What about her? They needed a body.
I just thought, what were your opinion? Well, I thought she was
I can't
good.
Believe that she would accept a drink from Seamus. Seamus probably bought her that drink, and then she rolls out on him and then laughs at him and Cesaro. So all those guys deserve to get beat up for the mean way that she treated Seamus.
Tessa Blanchard was the least of my concerns in that awesome skit. It was great. Awesome.
Yeah, it was.
I don't care if Dave thought that the original and the wrestler was better. Which, by
he
the way,
he didn't even go to the APA. He went all the way back to like 1972 and Ed Asner.
Of course he did. The original movie, The Wrestler. For those of you who have not seen it, the new remake of The Wrestler is a very good movie. The original was also awesome. If you ever have the opportunity to see the original Wrestler,
completely different movies
from 1972, it's a great film. And this was a great brawl stolen completely from that movie.
As far as the Charlotte-Sasha match, the match itself, you know, except for the ending, I thought was tremendous. I mean,
what was wrong with the ending? I thought the ending was the best part of the match.
That was awesome.
I don't know. I just don't like her keep this flip-flopping the belts back and forth, guys.
Oh, man, when Jim and Virginia's turned on the program, that's saying something.
I mean, I'm nothing against. Actually, to me, I'm like you guys. You can't just pull the plug on this deal right now. I was
well, you can. It doesn't make any sense. Flair just came back. I mean, you got to do something with that.
Are you sure
exactly.
He's back full-time?
I don't know if he's back full-time, but he came out. So they got to follow up that. Charlotte at least has to cut a promo on her dad, whether he's there or not.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha has to reference it. I mean, there's no way it just ends cold turkey after what happened last night. That makes no sense.
Is Dana Brooke going to pin Ric Flair in the middle of the ring at some point?
Maybe. I put nothing past
it. Well, you know, that's the funny thing about it. She's always out there, you know, the first match that they stopped and brought him back. She's always out there, and she gets one big bump against the steps, and she's gone for the rest of the show.
Well, you know, she's not built for taking bumps into the steps. I don't know.
And another thing, talking about, I know they're going to build up probably Charlotte and Bayley, you know, for WrestleMania. I think it's what they're going to. Well, she's always coming up in telling Sasha, oh, Sasha, I'm just so, you're doing this and you're doing that, and she's still doing the heel thing. I'm like you. Brian, somebody, they ought to just go on and turn her heel.
Sasha was so unlikable in that segment with Bayley last night. Bayley's trying to be so nice, and she's trying to wish her luck and be her best friend, and Sasha's like, Bayley, this isn't about you. It's like she has to be turning heel. There's no way around this. You know what? Maybe Mania, maybe they'll do Charlotte versus Nia, and Bayley versus Sasha. Maybe that's where they're going.
You know, WWE is king of the unlikable babyface, though. And I guess in this case, queen of the unlikable babyface, because you're right. And it's people complain about, well, no, you can't turn her heel. It's nothing against Sasha. It's not that you wouldn't like her. It's just I would like her more. I think she fits better as a heel.
She fits way better as a
heel. So much better. The whole character does.
I don't not like Sasha. I don't want to see her die. I don't think she's the best worker in the world. I mean, listen, I thought last night's match was good, but there's this thing where everybody wants equality for the women's wrestlers, yet there's so many people that are grading these matches on a curve because they're women. Like, if you want equality, I'm going to give you equality. The match was good. It wasn't great. They did a do-si-do spot where Charlotte is supposed to throw Sasha into the dasherboards or something. They spun around three times. I don't even know what they were doing. There was another spot where they were outside and they were so lost that they kind of started dancing. They did a moonsault off the stage to the floor and then just kept going like nothing happened. I mean, if you want equality, I'm going to give you equality. It was a good match. There were flaws in it and it wasn't great.
Not Sasha Kobashi?
No, it was not Sasha Kobashi.
She better than Nikki Bella? The gold standard of women's wrestling?
Well, it depends on the match, but I think in general they had a better match than Nikki Bella would have. But Nikki Bella's not horrible.
One last thing, Brian. Did the link work for all eight shows that I sent you?
I haven't even tried yet. I have it here.
Okay,
here's the thing. They not only switched my cable deal, but I also moved Ring of Honor to a different time slot, apparently. Mm-hmm. So now I got to reprogram it.
Well, the thing about it, this is online. This is from their website, and it worked for me, and I'm just using a smartphone.
I'm sure it works. I'd just rather watch it on TV than on my smartphone.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
He's going to airplay it.
But,
I'm 41, Jim. I'm not watching things on my phone. Give me a break.
Another thing I was going to... Oh, yeah. Please, let's all get together and get Mick Foley some Polydent for Christmas.
Oh, man.
Y'all have a good one now.
Thank you, Jim.
Teeth done gone flying out of his mouth?
His teeth did go flying. Man, everyone's so mad I didn't mention in the review last night. I didn't want to mention poor Mick's teeth going flying. Come on. Guy's got enough problems on this show. He's portrayed as the biggest dunderhead. He knows it. Everybody else knows it.
When is he getting fired? Because he thinks he is.
He is going to be eventually.
My God.
He knows. We all know. There to be the fall guy. Just like Daniel Bryan is there to make all the stupid decisions so Shane McMahon doesn't have to look stupid.
By the way, Shane McMahon's Survivor Series baseball jersey could be yours for the low, low price of $49.99. For the holidays.
I thought you meant the ring-worn one. I was like, that's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but still, $50?
Hey.
Come on.
Dude, have you ever seen those UFC fight kit prices? I mean, give me a break.
Oh, my God, yes.
This is nothing.
Alberto Del Rio's El Clasico shirt, though, $5.99. That's going to be your best value right now.
This person says, if it were me, I would team Apollo Crews and Akira Tozawa. They are best friends and could bring out Cruz's personality. Listen, that's a great idea. And you know what?
No, it's not.
I'm not a big fan of having superfluous titles, but if you're going to have a 205 Live, and it's going to be its own show with its own wrestlers, and there's an hour devoted to it every week, just like there is with NXT, I mean, shouldn't they have, like, a tag team
title?
They should have a cruiserweight title, a tag team, or a six-man. I would be fine with a six-man instead of a tag team. So we don't have three different tag teams. You could have a cruiserweight title and a world WWE six-man title. Have awesome six-man matches every week for the title. Here's the thing that really worried me last night. I don't want to be a negative fella here, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I loved the Cruiserweight Classic with every ounce of my being. And they gave the guys the opportunity to cut promos that weren't scripted for them when they did those video packages. The booking was built on wins and losses. And granted, it's much easier to do that when you have a tournament than when you have a television show, because with a tournament, you must have wins and losses, and people have to advance and not advance. But I loved the show, and when I heard about 205 Live, I was thinking, man, we're going to get something. It won't be like the Cruiserweight Classic, but it should be something resembling the Cruiserweight Classic. I hope it is, but when I watch Raw, where everyone just does meaningless matches, and you got like one storyline, and literally the storyline is Rich Swann has been winning, and now he's going to get a shot at the Cruiserweight title, which I'm not going to complain about the storyline. That's a totally fine storyline, but it's the only one. And last night, Cedric Alexander, who lost in his hometown, by the way, thought I should mention that. Mm-hmm. Cedric Alexander is there wrestling, and they cut backstage, and there's Alicia Fox, who at least wasn't totally facing the camera. She was only halfway facing the camera. And she's watching the big screen sideways, which I've never done in my whole life. But apparently in the WWE universe, that's what you do. And she's running her fingers through her hair. And she's salivating over Cedric Alexander. And I thought, oh my God. Oh my God. We're having Raw storylines on 205 Live.
Yeah.
Listen,
that's why,
maybe they'll be good, but I did not see that as a potential positive.
Understandable. That's what the thing with Tozawa and like Apollo Crews. On the surface, sounds great if you're thinking of this from a Dragon Gate USA point of view. But I can also see them being like bosom buddies in the car, and we'll go back to somebody saw JBL and Taka, and Taka trying to learn how to drive on the network and think that this is a good idea. And I don't think they're going to do that, at least not right away. But there's really nothing that they've done with any of these guys in trying to get their personalities across and trying to weave them into the fabric of Raw that makes me, really excited for watching 205 Live. There's going to be some really good matches. I think having a six-man title would give you the excuse to have a bunch of guys on a show and do a lot of spots, and I'm probably okay with that. I mean, that should be the centerpiece of the show. There should be a title match and a true proper program as well, too, but a bunch of dudes flying around. I mean, that's why people love the Cruiserweight division, so give them that, too, but we'll have to see. My mind is open to it. I'm certainly not going to watch it live. It's going to be something that I'm going to have to catch, later on that day on the network. I'm not going to bother going out of my way for it. But I wonder how long that they're going to be invested in this when there's been a lot of other stuff that Vince McMahon's been a lot more hyped about and the network's been more hyped about that really has been dropped and not looked back on.
This person says, PW Insider says, Austin Aries will be on the 205 Live debut tonight. Have you heard anything on this? Well, they said he might be there. They didn't say he will be there. He's
well,
out.
A great idea.
He's out until early 2017 with an orbital bone injury, so he's certainly not going to be wrestling. He could make an appearance. I think that he'd be great on the show. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Is there going to be a crossover with smaller NXT guys also doing 205 Live? I mean, will there be? I know that it used to be that the Cruiserweights were exclusive to Raw, but obviously they're not. They're doing Raw and 205 Live. So could SmackDown Cruiserweights appear on 205 Live? Or can they not? How does this all work?
You know what? Make it.
I mean, they're there.
That's the thing. Make it a storyline within the show where, you know what? We had a negotiation. I just got off the phone with Stephanie McMahon because, again, and you can do something and make that work where you have an excuse to give Kalisto or whoever it's going to be the title shot.
Very quickly, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up? Hello?
This is Luke from Australia. I just wanted to talk about Rusev.
Yes, Rusev. Hello?
Yeah. He's like the biggest unintentional babyface at the moment, and he has been
Absolutely.
Like this for about the last half year maybe, even longer. If
yeah.
they were to try to turn him face, would you do it with him just facing heels, or do you reckon they would try the hokey foreigner now loves the USA, go USA sort of thing?
Well, my Aussie friend, here's the problem. They're so horrible at creating babyfaces that their only babyfaces are heels. And so my fear is that he is a great babyface, but if they turn him babyface, he would be a horrible babyface.
No,
Don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but he'll be great. I don't care if they don't know what they're doing. They never know what they're doing. He and Lana as the American, again, some panhandle folk down there in Tallahassee, her as a Florida State fan, him drunk at the hockey game. You're telling me that would be
great?
Oh, man,
I don't want that. Come on. Don't kill everything that's great about Rusev.
No, he's going to be great.
Rusev is so good that when Lana does Total Divas, she does it with her real-life accent because it's supposed to be real, which she then claims is her doing an American accent.
Of course.
But there was a segment where Rusev was on Total Divas backstage, and he was not Barnyashev. He was Rusev. What's his real name? I forget his
Miroslav first name.
Miroslav. He wasn't Miroslav. He was Rusev. And he spoke like Rusev. Never broke character.
That's awesome.
I'll talk more about how great he is after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Taking that time right behind my back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So last week on the show, Enzo Amore gets locked out of his locker room naked. And so he just starts parading around backstage. Highly inappropriate.
How you doing?
Lana runs into him, and of course there's Rusev, and Rusev gets very mad, and he challenges him to a fight. They go down to the ring, and Rusev just destroys this man. Utter destruction. And so the next week, this absolute moron, Enzo, comes out, and he starts fanning the flames. And he's talking about how, I'm going to stuff this turkey Lana at Thanksgiving, and she found out why I'm the realest guy in the room and all of this. And I'm thinking, you are the dumbest moron I've ever seen. And sure enough, Rusev killed him even worse this week. Kicked him right in the bojangles, left him laying. I was like, could you possibly be a dumber babyface? And could Rusev be more of a stand-up guy defending his wife?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But that's what we've come to expect. We got a lot of stuff coming up tonight, SmackDown, as well as 205 Live. We'll be talking about that on this show here tomorrow. We'll be talking about all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we did last night, Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Brian, Vinny, and Craig show tonight, talking a Retro Raw and a Retro Nitro from 19 years ago this week. The height! Actually, it's not even really the height. The heights are still coming of the Monday Night Wars. That's coming up here tonight. Filthy Tom Lawler show tomorrow. There's all sorts of great stuff. And we're here live and free, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Daily replays, 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. Check us out, Sports Byline USA affiliates, TuneIn Radio, etc. Links at WrestlingObserver.com as well as SportsByline.com. And that is it from here. I want to thank Mike as always, all of the folks at Sports Byline, callers, listeners, texters, tweeters, etc. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.